Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson. Our guest today with the Jefferson Matters of Main Street and Chamber Community is part of the Mahaney Bell Tower Tour Guide Coordinator is Pat Richards now joining us. So thank you very much, Pat, for being on.
You are welcome, Coltrane. It's always nice to talk to you.
Absolutely, Pat. And, you know, of course, we're getting close to the end of 2020 here, a very unique year for everybody, understandably so. But usually tourism is one of the things that Greene County and Jefferson in particular can kind of hang its hat on. Can you tell us a little bit about how tourism was this year in a, albeit very unusual year?
Coltrane, I think we're all aware of what has gone on in our country this year, and it's affected everything, including tourism for sure. But one of the positive things that has come out of it, although the bell towers had to be closed at certain times for bell repair, window replacement, and just the fact things were shut down, I've been pleasantly pleased with the number of people that have come to Jefferson and have come directly to the bell tower. They are looking for towns that they've heard so much about with low COVID numbers, safe distancing, and a lot to offer, and Jefferson's the place. And we not only act as tour guides for our bell tower, we're ambassadors for the community, which is not hard work at all. It sells itself, but it's so much fun to go up in our elevator to the observation deck and point out all the great things in Jefferson and hear all the wonderful comments that people make.
Well, Pat, with COVID-19 still being around us, but with the bell tower now officially being closed to the public for the rest of the year, can you tell us a little bit about what those precautions were that you had in place when people did visit the bell tower this year?
Certainly, and I'm glad you asked about that. We require that our visitors wear a mask in the lobby, in the elevator, in the observation deck. We have kind of close quarters in there. There's plenty of room, but still having that mask on just assures all of us to be safe. Upstairs in the observation deck at this time, we are closed to the public, but we're more than glad to take a call from smaller groups that would like to visit. We are asking for no more than 5 people up there at a time. But that's fine. We can take 5, bring them down, take another group up if necessary. So those are our basic requirements. We also clean constantly. We have carillon concerts going on right now. We clean the handrails, the keys on the keyboard, and all the things that need to be.
And so, Pat, good thing you brought up about those Tower Tune live concerts, as I've been typically calling them, and I'm sure people kind of refer to that as. Can you tell us when those will be continuing to play here in the last couple of months of the month?
We certainly do. The carillon concerts right now are on Thursday evenings from 5:15 to 5:30. And on Sunday afternoons from 12:15 to 12:30. On Sunday afternoon from 12:15 to 12:30, I will be playing. Ooh. Next Thursday, December 17th, Yvette Bardole will play at 5:15. And our final Sunday, December 20th, of course, will be Rick Moraine. And he will play at 12:15.
With this year being the kind of odd year that it is here, Pat, and I know you kind of mentioned that tourism down a little bit, not really having tourism buses come through, it maybe has to kind of draw you and the others that kind of coordinate these types of efforts to do some maybe outside the box thinking or at least some creative thinking in order to get some bus tours to come back into our area. Can you tell us about those developments?
Sure. That's a really good point. Outside the box is right. In the past, tour bus directors from all over Iowa and the Midwest have been invited to a fair type setting where local entities like Mahaney Bell Tower or Greene County can set up a booth, meet with tour bus directors personally, hand out brochures, visit about what you have to offer. Well, that didn't happen this year, but Central Iowa Tourism came up with a really good idea that I hope they're going to continue on how to make those contacts with tour bus directors. They asked you to design a profile with unique opportunities, restaurants, contact numbers, pictures. So Beth Vanderwilt and I put that profile together. It is now on file, so tour bus directors can access those in a notebook and just go through them that way and start making those phone calls. You know, another thing that went along with that is Beth Vanderwilt and I, Mary Weaver, and Deb McGinn sat in on a Zoom call with 4 very well-known and respected bus tour directors and just chatted a little bit about their expectations and where they think things are going to go. And they're very optimistic about filling those buses again and getting back on the road with a few restrictions. I think maybe there'll be smaller numbers on the buses, few different activities that they might be involved in the community. So ask for COVID restrictions. So they're optimistic. So we are too.
And Pat, of course, as you round out yet another year, I'm sure it's not just you that kind of makes the Bell Tower tours go, of course, but just tell us about the talented staff that you had behind you this year.
I have been so lucky to have just the best staff members in the world. Our current staff is made up of Shelley Berger, Michelle Harden, Pam Thompson, Lynn Gunderson, Craig Berry, and John and Jane Rowland are also on hand when we need them. They're very knowledgeable, inviting, and also love to share things about our community as people leave.
And finally, I'm sure there's kind of a distinct honor you'd like to kind of point out there for us as well, Pat, that some of you are actually certified through Iowa State Tours. Can you tell us about that particular program?
I sure will. A year ago, we were contacted by Iowa State University and said they have an expert on tour guides that is offering a workshop at different times during the year. And if you have any local tour guides who would like to attend and to learn a little bit more about what works and what doesn't work when talking to large groups, small groups. And so a group of us went over, and then they also offered not only instruction, but time to practice and then go back home and, I guess, work on your tour guide skills a little bit. Then that instructor would come over and walk through the tour with you as if they were a person visiting your site. And then eventually it would lead to certification. So three people completed that. We have a little diploma and had our picture taken. So the three in Greene County that completed that instruction are now certified are Joyce Kurth, Mary Weaver at Thomas Jefferson Gardens of Greene County, and myself.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, here with the Mahaney Bell Tower Tour Guide Coordinator, is Pat Richards joining us once again. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.